Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Karodi, Salt Lake City, Utah. This is Cal Nez. Liberty Park, holy, yeah? The Native American Celebration in the Park is going to be here tomorrow. And yes, we are. We're moving forward. We're going to have the event starting at noon. We are in our 21st annual Native American Celebration in the Park. The hottest powwow in Salt Lake City. So come on by. Liberty Park, yeah? Downtown Salt Lake City, Utah. Native American Celebration in the Park with Yell. Ako kore askon ni on. Tsitin le 12 o'clock gita has Kansgo. Ako e aja the Native American Celebration in the Park is going to have its first grand entry. Ado bikato e all the food booths. Ah, she chianta the tas, ata peggy, ah, na re, na cre, na cre, between ya, adon le, Polynesians, hashit o de yuzi sashin, e ajut o, between ya, data, e, aro pizza, ah, ata, barbecue, Hispanic, food, there's some fries. Ah, she Navajo Nation Fair and had lots called. Oh, I had to need land for a salation. I called the corner. If you guys are all interested, you guys are welcome to come on up here. Njonia, the Native American Celebration in the Park. I called late, I did 12 o'clock. Oh, you have a rat or late. I called the host drum. Host drum in the Fort Hall, Idaho, that go. Sage Point Singers, thou yell. AI, Johat, Ascon. Ainle, that large, the host drum, the Schneeze. A Shane, I, Johat, she, had the Haslat only. Auto MC, Lehigi, Bart Pawalki with you. And the Fort Duchesne, Utah. He is from the Ute tribe. So I've known Mr. Bart Pawalki for quite some time. Johnny, I call Adeshi Eastern Utah. I want to that the age mean to. Do you have to have the auto drums are all welcome. I call special the we're gonna have at least four specials. It's gonna be quite exciting. And all of you people out there, Native American throughout the internet world, you guys are all welcome. I mean, you are very close. We're fully engaged here. Things are happening. It's really quite exciting. And the Native American Celebration of the Park is an advocate of Native American business. We're excited to try to do everything that we can to bring about the Native American businesses, ideology, what have you, to the to Liberty Park. Because they pay a fee, they come to our event, but they make a lot of money and they go home. We raise funds to give back to the drummers, to the dancers. So it might appear like we're giving, but we're really giving an opportunity for them to make an investment so that they actually make it so that they make money. And that's one of the most exciting things to me as a Native American. I've been in the business world for 18 or 28 years. So I'm very, very happy and that we're having this powwow. Now, as far as the special is concerned, we are going to have the Reese family, Akwado, Chamado, Sandra Reese and Jimmy Reese. Tomorrow, grass dance special, the men's traditional, that's going to be one of our special also. And then we're going to have a women's traditional special as well. And then the last is that we're going to have a drum contest. And it's going to be quite exciting. So that was the end of Kato, Kaina, Kishina. 2 days we're going to have this Native American celebration in the park. So we have a vendor that is coming in from, and I'm just very, very glad that they're here. And please come down. The all you listeners out there in Salt Lake City, Utah area, you're very close. You can buy your Navajo tacos. There are going to be plenty of Navajo tacos down here, Navajo burger. And so I'm coming down here, and I have both of you. I need to. Okay, I got this family here, and this is so exciting that I've got the Navajo people, Native Americans that are traveling quite a distance to be here with us. So, I'm so proud of the Native American businesses that do this. And,
Bluff, Utah. This is Nick. That is Salt Lake City.
Yeah, hey, Shane, Kaidenenschle.
Coming all the way from Bluff, Utah.
Glad to be here, Liberty Park, and to enjoy ourselves for the past 2 days. My name is Lyle,
Azod I said I don't I send Ziggy Zod never thought in the Ayutan names in the Hadlaho and that's the Lyle Otto so Nessie called it well I don't know I better not say that so I will give this back to Lyle Arashi, the business soul, Heikoi, how did he find out about this powwow and what's bringing him here? So, Arashi, Kujishiba, the also, he had him to meet so, this is Arakun, a yes, or Ohato, but good Nile, Kona, right? It's so absolutely wonderful to see the younger generation. So, here he is, Lyle. The last name it'll better honey in the horn that I got in the because you know I think you can't mean that huh?
Lyle Jones and from the Nari sources and we heard of some relatives that's living up here about the powwow and we have some brothers and cousins that sing in the powwow circuit also and we came here to enjoy ourselves for the very first time.
And so, you know, this is great. Junia, I'm glad you guys are here. Thank you, Lyle. He's going to be getting his supply, I guess, into to be setting up. And so, yeah,
oh, yes, hey, good afternoon. Or good evening, everyone that's listening. My name is Rena Jones. I am with Dene Resources and also a vendor out here preparing this evening for tomorrow's festivities and throughout the weekend. Come and join us. We will have plenty of good food and a good time, good powwow, meeting relatives from all over the place. Please come out and support the powwow and everyone who's organized for it. And thank you, Cal, for allowing me to speak to everyone. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, congratulations, and I'm glad that you guys are here. Now, did you say where you were from?
I am from southern Utah, Bluff, Utah, and I am Meshkahatzoha, born for Kinsachini, Tkachini, Eda Shachedo, Tlashche, Dashanale.
Mother or daughter. We got this little one. How was your drive from Bluff, Utah? What's your name?
Savannah.
Hi. So how was your drive from Bluff to Salt Lake?
Long.
So I appreciate it. I know she wants to be on the air. She said she got a pretty smile. And so she had on a... So, but I'm glad that you're going to... So tell me what kind of food that you'll be selling here tomorrow. The name of your booth is what?
The name of our booth is going to be Res Wild Kitchen. So if you come out and support us, we can serve you some good food. We will have Indian tacos, Navajo burgers, fried bread, spam sandwich, and pork sandwiches. And we'll also have popcorn for the kids. So come visit our booth.
Yeah, is there going to be like anything unique, like in terms of the type of food and is this like a family recipe that you're going to be sharing? And most of this is that everybody, the Navajo tacos, even though their appearance appears to be kind of the same now, then usually it's a very family recipe that I know, you don't need to give it away, but what is there anything that you can enlighten the listeners? This show goes all over the world. It goes to the internet. People listen on the Navajo Nation, I mean, everywhere. So, she added, not every Navajo taco is the same. Not every Navajo burger is the same. So, yeah, go ahead. What, you know, tell us about your food item. Like, one thing that I heard that was really kind of cool is a Spam burger. Is that what you said? Here. Explain what that is.
Okay, a Spam sandwich is, it's the same as in term of a Navajo burger, but instead of using hamburger, for us natives, we're pretty familiar with what Spam is, so that's going to take the place of the hamburger. And also with the Navajo tacos, I don't even know what the recipe is. I brought my mom with me, so she's going to mix up her own batch of beans and everything, so she'll have her own recipe for that.
Well, I appreciate that, and Southern Utah, I don't know what they do, So thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to visiting your booth and invite everybody. So I'm going to go walk around and see who else I can interview here. And thank you for your time, and thank you for being here. So, Shehadana.
Thank you, and again, come visit us out at our booth, Res Wild Kitchen. We'll be happy to serve you and hope to see you there. Thank you.
You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez out on the Salt Lake City, Utah. We are at the Native American Celebration in the Park. This is our 21st annual. We are going, this is amazing. How many places, how many times that we have done this? Our powwow is this year for the first time. We're doing a two-day event. And so it's quite an honor. And I'm absolutely looking forward to having our event. We're still here and we're growing. As I'm walking down the gallery here, there's a company called the Pie Pizzeria. And it says pizza by the slice. Yeah, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. And then I've got a, wow, this is a really awesome booth here. Looks like they are selling, it's going to be quite interesting. I love their booth. There's this design. You guys ought to all come down here and look at this booth. Pout in your mouth. That's the name of the company. You go down here. Here's a horse trailer that's been modified. Looks like the Yeti. It's called the Yeti Shaved Ice. And then we have Big Chair Photo. And then tomorrow, the Liberty Park is going to be full. There's going to be thousands upon thousands of people who are going to be coming to Liberty Park. So it's going to be quite exciting. We've been doing this for 21 years. And then right along the parade route, the parade actually ends here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And it comes in and it goes around the west. A loop is where the parade. We're right in the middle of the park. So as I'm walking down the main gallery, we have the Texas Smoke Barbecue. Looks like they're letting their barbecue getting ready to go. It's really, really kind of cool. And then right now, we're walking over to another booth. Not sure which one, what this is, but they're set up and they've got things pretty much ready to go. And then here's my family. Wow, these are my my brothers and sisters and cousins and grandsons and you name it from the islands. The name of the company is Brown Brothers, and they sell funnel cakes. And So, again, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, your host, and I am tonight broadcasting from Salt Lake City, Utah, for the 21st annual Navajo or Native American Celebration in the Park. And this family has been supporting us. They have been with us. They have kept us, and they have been right here next to us. One of the most special families that I've known for a long time. And I think they don't know this, but I think they're really Native. I would love to go back down there and trade the, where they're from the real hot desert. So I'm gonna have them introduce themselves and tell them about who wants to be the interview. You or Tila? Yeah, come on over. Yeah. This is my sister, and there's my my Nia. And then who's this guy right here? Yeah, there you go. So it's all family here. Tony and and they have one. I hope they're not selling Enjoy Coke here, but they're eventually going to cover this up. So again, this is Cal Nez, and I wanted to interview this this family. So tell us your name and the name of the business and where you're from.
Okay. Hi, this is Tila Brown. We are Brown Brothers Marketing, known as Tasty Hawaiian or the Grub Shack. We have quite a few names. But So we do sell. We've been doing vending for the past, I don't know how many years. Many, many, many years, and a lot of catering and luau's and everything, serving the community and serving churches and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely wonderful. I got to tell you this. She's probably wondering what this is all about, but this is the we're on the Navajo Talk Radio, which actually goes all over the world. It's on the internet. People can broadcast and they listen in. Literally everywhere. Tonight we're doing a broadcast from Liberty Park promoting our event. And so I'm just highlighting all of the businesses that are here. One company, one family I just drove in from southern Utah, and I interviewed them, the type of food. And so we have a variety, all different types. But this radio show, it's going over the world. It's going to be archived also on the internet, and you can listen to it. And so this is we're talking to the Indian world. And here's my other brother. This is Tony Taufa, and he's I'm also going to well, I don't know if it's him, but who am I supposed to interview from your this is the internet. This is broadcasting all over the world. So there you go. So see, you know, these are family. So I've got Tila right here. And so what's your food item here?
Our food item is going to be hot dogs, hamburgers, nachos, funnel cake, specialty drinks, which is strawberry lemonade. And so we're not doing our island food because we have an island vendor here. So we don't want to take away from their business. So that's why we cut out all of our Polynesian food, and we're staying with regular good old hot dogs, Nathan dogs, and hamburgers. So,
would you say Lincoln dog?
Nope, Nathan dog.
Oh, well, that's kind of interesting. You know, talking about having family hanging together, there's a right next to here is the Moki's Hawaiian Grill, and they looks like, there you go. They're cousins. So, yeah. So, and, but nonetheless, I'm sure that they will probably give some sort of a twist to some of the things that they're doing. But, yeah, so we're going to be selling funnel cake, something that I never, you know, I mean, always said to myself, when I heard about funnel cake, I said, what in the world is a funnel cake? Can you tell us what a funnel cake is?
Yeah, it is a fried dough, and it is it's a sweet dough. So you fry it up, and you put 12 different flavors on top of it, so people can pick and choose whatever they want. So we keep our prices very low, so it's family-friendly, because we understand what family can afford, and there's so many here in Utah. Salt Lake City especially, a lot of people try to feed their families, and if the cost is too high, they'll walk away. But we want to be able to afford that, so that it's affordable for them. So we keep our prices very, very, very low for the families.
No,
so
you got all in
Tongan. Okay. Umbafanga ke mauhanga o fafanga e kakai ko ni. Ihe pe o kulau apito ke owa fu umamafa ke kakai. Haku mau umau kakau kau umau ilo ipe o toko lahe u family na mai hen. Kake lahe nau siri ni. So mau fenga mau pe ke ai mai pe ke nau lava o afford e mau me akai ko ni o fatau ke nau toko. Malo.
Oh, my. Listen to that, ladies and gentlemen. She could oya tena with the schneed on this auto. D.A. Kuhn here, Shadago Edo Dash Dage Gushigon, yat a Belgit snow. According to the Quishid or had any lance in Ache, Quagga, D. Salt Lake City, a Hera Honilzuna. Auto, D. Liberty Park, so it all a Sahnately. According to Tila Do, Tony Do, but all in lay ask you know. The Tongan language. I'm not sure how you say that in Navajo. I guess we just say Tongan. So they're from the, they're our cousins, actually, from the, you know, way out there in the, Pacific Island, Pacific Ocean, somewhere out there. How many miles is from the state?
Part of the Polynesian Islands.
Yeah, how far away is, what's the distance in terms of miles? 3,000-4,000?
No, 100. It's about 1,000.
That's quite a ways.
Sure.
Yeah.
I
so,
didn't know it's far away from here.
Yeah. So you heard the language. So that's awesome. And that's what we do here at the Native American Celebration of the Park. Thank you so much. And so, yeah.
Malo apito meaning thank you very much.
There you go. So, Njonia. And thank you. I appreciate it. And come to the Native American Celebration in the Park here at Liberty Park. Wow, these guys are ready to go. And looks like that they're setting up. And so they're going to be here tomorrow. And so I'm going to do a break really quick before these guys get any further. So I'm going to put some music on and then I will be right back from here at Liberty Park. Again, this is Cal Mez, and I appreciate all you listeners out there that are tuning in. We just interviewed the people from the island. So that it's not done again on his needle. They could have held me as an on his it.
Oh! Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Mel.
American Celebration in the Park, vendors, como tanda is not at all, Hayeko, Thai Pizzeria, Otto, the Navajo Nation, Island Zago, Ako, Otto, Cricket, Ata, hey, come on down, Otto, to the main feature, EAA, the Native American Celebration in the Park, 21st annual powwow, and it's going to be starting tomorrow. Right after the parade, and it's going to be at and the parade ends right here in Liberty Park. Otto, then we start out, and the host drum is from Fort Hall, Idaho, and we have Sage Point Singers. And I am so honored that I've got people that are coming in from literally all over the United States. And I support Native American youth. I support Native American business. I absolutely am honored to have these people here. And one thing that I just found out just now is that we have a princess that is here with us. This is really, really exciting to me. And, you know, tell us everything about your name and your title, and I hope you go to the powwow tomorrow, huh? Tell us about it. The Navajo Nation.
Oh, I am Miss Blue Mountain Native of 2014-2015. I came all the way from Bluffs, Utah, and I traveled 6 hours to get here. I am very excited for the powwow tomorrow, and I hope all you guys can come to my grandma's concession stand, Rez Wild Kitchen, and I'm here to have a good time and represent my community.
Yeah. Speaking of the Navajo language, your title is called Ms. Blue Mountain Native. Tell me about, is it, you're obviously from Southern Utah. How did you, what's the title? It's a high school, right? Is that what it is?
I also go to school at Savon High, and where I live, there's four different mountains, and I'm by the Blue Mountain, which is north, and my crown is blue, and that's how I got the title Miss Blue Mountain Native.
Wow. So, yeah, so she, now, you didn't tell us you're in high school. What year are you? Are you sophomore, senior? Yeah, so she's a sophomore, and congratulations on winning this. And it's just, you know, it's just an honor. And now tell us about how long have you been serving, and how much more you got to go in terms of your term, is it? Or what is it, reign? Yeah.
I was Miss Bluff Elementary 2008-2009 when I was in elementary. And I wanted to try Miss Blue Mountain Native in Blanding, Utah at San Juan High. And I plan to run for other pageant competitions like Miss to Navajo. And I just want to, I don't know, I just love being royalty. I just love representing my people and my community.
Yeah. Well, you know, did they require you to speak Navajo, or was it just it didn't matter in your pageant? So,
they required me to speak Navajo to know my language, so I can talk to my elders and to put myself out there, and to, like I said, to just represent my community.
Yeah. Well, you know, that is absolutely incredible. So are you going to be in the powwow tomorrow?
Actually, I'm probably just going to be walking around, shaking other royalties' hands, and just telling people who I am, and I hope to just meet new people.
I hope that you do come to the powwow, right? You're going to go and say, okay, wonderful. So, Njonia, so congratulations, and you've got such a beautiful, who made that crown anyway?
My auntie Shelly actually made my crown. It's really a beautiful crown, and I hope she does beautiful, beautiful beading, and I hope that she continues doing that. And she also stuck our school logo on there, which is Dallon High School, home of the Broncos. And I just love my crown, and I would like to say thank you to her.
Yeah. So, our youth from the Navajo Nation, thank you very much for giving us the time, and I'm glad and honored that you're here. I didn't even know that there was royalty sitting right here. So thank you very much. Is there anything last thing you would like to say? Here's the audience again.
Oh, yeah, once again, I am very honored to come out here as Miss Blue Mountain Native, and I hope to see all my people tomorrow as the powwow is going on. And if you see me, say hi. Don't be scared. I'm very talkative and outgoing. So, safe travels, and thank you very much.
There you go. Congratulations to them. This is so absolutely exciting. And their families here and grandmas over there, and thank you very much. And I'm just so happy for them. And then I've got this Mokies.com. This is my security, Tony Tafa.
Hey, how you doing?
This is my buddy. He goes way back. There you go. Yeah. Well, I told him to Vila Vila, but I didn't want to do that because this is going all over the world. And the Vilo Vilo, but this one is called the Hawaiian barbecue. So barbecue chicken. So they've been doing this. Tell me about your setup, because tomorrow I'll guarantee you, all you listeners out there in the Salt Lake area, Utah area, if you have nothing to do, come on down, because this company here has a setup that once they get rolling, you just got to come and see it. They have this rotisserie-style chicken, and it's just absolutely incredible. So, yeah. So, here he is. He can explain. Tell me about it.
No, I got a trailer.
Tell us your name.
My name is Tony Taffa, and I own the Hawaiian Vilo Vilo Chicken. And also, I'm at the fair. This year, my daughter's going to step in and going to do Hawaiian barbecue chicken. What we do is we have a trailer. We cook about 300 chicken in there, and every 45 minutes. So fresh chicken is not pre-cooked chicken. So people can come out, and they look, they do the prep and everything. And also, we do turkey legs in the front of them. We can cook like 80 turkey legs in every hour and a half. also the Kahlua pig, shredded pork. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start cooking at midnight tonight, till in the morning, at least like 7 hours. That's the turkey leg. 2 pound turkey leg. Damn. 2 pound turkey leg. You can't get that in Salt Lake. Only the Vila Vila chicken. Anyway, coming out, enjoy, and there's a lot of food out here, and help yourself.
Yeah. See, you know, like I said, this is the Native American Celebration in the Park, and our main feature is the Powwow 21st Annual. Tomorrow, Sage Point Singers, the host drum, MC Bart Powalki, spiritual leader David Yazzie, and head man Jimmy Reese Jr. and others, and then also the head woman dancer is Alberta Yazzie from Rigby, Idaho, is going to be here with us. And then we have the food vending, we have arts and crafts, we have children's activity. We're going to have a parade here. Days 47 is going to have a rodeo. And this man right here is, he just explained what type of food that he, and we've got our friends and family, and these are people that we've done business with for many, many years. This is the 21st annual Native American Celebration in the Park. And like Tony right here, he has just explained what it is. I mean, you guys just got to come down and see it. It's absolutely incredible. And then we have a company over here called South by Southwest Catering. And it looks like they have their booth all set up. Dee, tomorrow morning, we're going to get this thing pumping. And this Liberty Park, as big as it is, it's going to become a very small park with thousands upon thousands of people from all over the world. They're going to be are coming in. So I'm just very, very happy and excited about that. There's a Black Horse Navajo Tacos is here. We have Shamak Concessions. They do all sorts of Navajo-style food all over. We have Jamba Juices down here. And I tell you, look at that. If you're familiar with Jamba Juice, they're right here. We have Snowy. It's going to be quite exciting. And then we have vendors that, I see just a variety of food. There's Native American jewelries. People are still coming in. Some of these people have just gotten off work, and they're traveling from all over the United States. And so tomorrow, this place is going to be absolutely rocking. And I'm very excited about that. And so I have companies that call me. We have people, we have family. You name it. The event, let's see, I'm walking over to the powwow area, and then we have, you just got to come down and see for yourself. It's just incredible what we do here. And 21 years of doing this, and this is operated. It's 100% Navajo operated, Native American operated organization. And a lot of people assume that we put together this thing and it's all free. Well, it's not free. We have to pay for the grounds, insurance. We have to pay for, there's so many things, permits and fees and qualities, requirements that we have to deal with. And it is just, we hope that people could see the value of what we do. We hope that they can see what type of benefits that on this day, this Liberty Park literally becomes Indian land again. But in order for us to have our powwow here, we still have to pay for the grounds. And that's why that we have to charge. It has nothing to do with trying to make money. This is trying to pay for the grounds. This is trying to pay for the drums, the dancers, and whatever little money that we make from the entrance goes towards back, right back towards the native, to the native dancers. So you just got to come and see for yourself that the Native American Celebration of the Park has been existing right here, expressing our culture, sharing our culture, singing our songs and hearing and sharing the dances, and have all of the cultures coming together. We are here. We have been doing this for you, the Native people, and to share so that you can benefit. You know, it's unfortunate that we hope that cities and counties and health departments can see the merit of what we deliver to the economy of Salt Lake City, Utah. We've got people that are going to be traveling from all over the country here to Salt Lake City. And, I'm going to tell you one thing. We might not pay out the best and the biggest fees. I don't proclaim to be. I can't compete. We will never try to proclaim that we are the biggest money payer. But one of the things that I will always keep is the integrity and the spiritual aspect of the Native culture. You know, if what the trend that I, you know, for me as a Native person, one of the things that I really kind of get disappointed with is that when powwows, when participants and dancers or whoever, you know, it's the first question they say, how much is the payout? You know, if the payout is what you're looking for and that is your forte, well, I'm going to tell you straight up, this is not the powwow for you, because I want to be able to have a spiritual experience. I want to be able to be here together in the middle. The concept of this powwow is greater than really the is really greater the concept of this powwow is really about spiritual aspect of it. It is really greater about it has a greater meaning to maintain who we are and the spiritual aspect of our culture. We're not about, you know, I don't protest to be, you know, that I want to pay out the biggest, and I'll never proclaim that. We just barely get enough to scrape. The companies and the people that are making more money is the city and the counties and the fire department and police department. That's where the money is being made. If there's any suspicion, you know, that we did the right thing. And so that's why, but unfortunately it's costing us a lot of money. But, we could have given up a long time ago and say, hey, you know what, this is too expensive. But no, I'm working extremely hard, and this is what I'm getting at. Because eventually right now, the Native community out there are beginning to see that this is an event that's very well worth the effort. We hope the Utah Division of Indian Affairs, who, by the way, I've reached out to many times starting with Forrest Kutch, and even before that. And now there's a lady in there. Her name is Shirley Silversmith. And I've asked, and they said, well, as a state agency, we can't do that. And that's at least the message that I got from that department. But, it's kind of interesting how that philosophy apparently changed by now. But nonetheless, we are doing the best we can to be able to continue this. And the people who are supporting us, I thank the Navajo Nation Fair Office, whose fair and the parade, the powwow, the rodeo, the Miss Navajo pageant, the art gallery and the commercial gallery that happens in Window Rock, Arizona. We have partnered with them this year, and I am so absolutely honored that they have become a sponsor. Thank you to the executive director who sees the value of Navajos and Natives all over the country, and especially here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Ahialan, Mr. Martin Begay. Martin Begay, he's the executive director for the Parks and Recreation, and that he is able to see the value of the Navajo, of the Native culture. And so, Navajo Gaming Enterprise and Navajo Gaming Enterprise, Mr. Derek Watchman, and now, what's really awesome about these two entities is that now they're seeing the value of the people who they can bring home to the Navajo Nation, Navajo Nation Fair. They support us, we support them. And that's a working partnership. And it's wonderful, and it's a real honor. And so, our sponsors, the ones that I'm going to be talking about. And then we have a company, 100% Navajo-owned, Calnez Design, graphic design company, who has been paying for this radio station broadcast and sponsoring the politics on the Navajo Nation. And we've been doing that for a long time, for about nearly 2 years now. And Calnez Design used business, Navajo business. And the other one is Zions Bank. They have been a sponsor, been with us for a long time. They also value the ethnicity of the people of the state of Utah. And I thank them as well. And then thank you to the Reese family, Sylvia Reese. She has been a real, real help. And she is going to be sponsoring the one of the sessions for the Tiny Tots. So I also wanted he caught another goal. The Reese family, Jimmy Reese Jr. Sandra Reese, Jimmy Reese Jr., Otto Tanya Atin. They've been here supporting us for a long time.
Oh,
Hawashi o ne akijin dad misto the ne akijin yata kido e hut er na nene shade o hut o ego do ban tis case do do hut shnida ako shi kwege shikiat e do ba hinsen hut o ka ne jako ako dide kare skon shi that the Reese family is going to be doing a special. And this is the Native American Celebration in the Park, the 21st annual. And the host drum, and remember, it starts tomorrow. It's a two-day powwow for the first time. And the reason why that we're doing the 2 days, because our powwow, our event, just falls on July 24th, which happens to be the Utah's Pioneer Day. And so we follow that day around. Sometimes it falls on a Monday, sometimes it's a Wednesday, and so forth and so forth. But this year, it just happens to fall on Friday. So we decided to do a two-day event that we would hold it here at Liberty Park. But Salt Lake City Parks and Salt Lake City Corporation, they said... every park, I guess, had, you know, we petitioned this back in, what, March, and we didn't get the answer for various reasons that we have to be paid up on certain issues, and, you know, and so here we are several months later, and we are doing the best that we can to get our event. And it's really placed us in a very, very unfortunate situation. And but in either case, the Native American Celebration in the Park were supposed to be supported by the, you know, by the city. And but it's not. We're sitting here having to pay and wait, and now as we move forward on this thing, you know, we have to vacate Liberty Park, and we're moving over to Library Square. It's a beautiful place, but we have to pay some more permits and some more fees, some more expenses that are tied in with this. And it's just, you know, it's like here's an opportunity and why not take it, and let's charge as much as we can. And, you know, but you know what, at this point I'm saying to myself, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that the Native American, even though we say 2 days, I'm going to hold a two-day powwow. And next year, I think the powwow, it falls on a Saturday next year. So that might change the timing again. And so the year after that's going to fall on a Sunday. So the state of Utah doesn't celebrate on on Sunday. So it's probably going to fall on a Monday, and we're back to a one-day powwow. So we follow the cycle of where July 24th falls on. You know, so we're just not, you know, randomly doing this stuff. But we thought Salt Lake City Park could really understand that, you know what, let's have this thing happen, and we're going to have the event at Liberty Park and leave them here because they're only going to use the powwow area. But no, so we have to move. But it's not going to stop us. It's not going to stop our drums. So that's why we are now moving over to Library Square. And we asked the Native American community out there in the Salt Lake City area, state of Utah, the Western United States, to come down to Liberty Park and dance with us and be with us. And I am so absolutely grateful and that they're here with us, and I want to say hi to my this is my I've got people that are here, and my beautiful daughter and her husband Palmer, and he's from Loop, Arizona, and Adokoche Yatehe Yazikonda. And I'll have Palmer introduce himself and what he does for the Native Americans in the park every year, and just a variety of things to do. So again, this is, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez. Palmer Gambler, Loop, Arizona,
Hey, this is Palmer Gambler. I am Cal's son-in-law. I've just been working with him with the celebration for the last 6 years or so, helping him with logistics and helping him with setting up the celebration as far as behind the scenes. We've been able to work together as a family over these years to be able to ensure that not only do we get vendors, but the event is set up, that we are able to call all the people to come in with the fencing so that we meet whatever requirements are needed by the city. My wife, who is Cal's daughter, Courtney, is in charge of making all these contacts and making sure that we have enough again to meet city codes. We talk with all the vendors, make sure they have what they need set up. And it's been a great year. We have food vendors who come down. We have arts and crafts vendors of all varieties, of not only Native American vendors, but Asian vendors as well, and Polynesian vendors. We have foods of all variety, from American foods to Polynesian foods to Native American foods, and a mix of many different cultures. So it's a great time for a lot of people to have fun, come together and meet and enjoy themselves and watch the powwow and eat and enjoy each other's company. So it's a great event to be to. That's what I have to say, and thank you for listening. And here's Calvin Nez back again.
Hi, what's your name? See, this is my baby here. What did you do for this celebration in the park? I'm talking to her like she's a little girl. Well, she still is a little girl to me, so... Okay. How's it gone this year?
It's gone great this year.
She talks very, very softly, and so that's that. So it's been fun being here, and we invite everybody down here. Adoyat eh, this is Priya Jeshia. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Yanapa.
Yes. You say hey to. You could you say hey. Huh?
Long body.
I said, la, Jaja. Could you go? Yat a Yanapa. Shishulna, what's your name?
San Bahi.
I don't see you as you say, Silia just a hall, yeah? Yeah, it's in the Maron Jash, eh? Yeah. What did you say? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't the Navy son. And yeah, so I have done. So other things are called Yana Yanapa. I don't know. Say, huh? How she needs a Yanishi. It's a horde. I said, Lana, to a cuppa, huh? Cuppa, her horde, he had the hospital ten chicken. I call, yeah, Lana, Gahasi, this is Cal Nazari. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. And we're having our powwow here at Liberty Park, Salt Lake City, Utah. The host drum is Sage Point Singers from Fort Hall, Idaho. Wow, some of these people have gone way back, and I'm so excited and looking forward to having them come back to Salt Lake City, Utah, so they can rock with Liberty Park. And Little Bear Watson, Gary Watson, and then you got friends and people all the way from there. And the MC is going to be Bart Pawalki from Fort Duchesne, Utah. Bart Pawalki, also very renowned, absolutely well-known powwow dancer and MC and you name it. They've been going all over the country. Cordy, can I charge it? My guys are ready to die. And so we have also the spiritual leader from Rigby, Idaho, David Yazzie. He's going to be our speaker. The other one is the head man dancer is going to be Jimmy Reese Jr. And the head woman is Alberta Yazzie. So they're she's the head woman dancers, and then we're gonna have the other dancers. And remember, we're gonna have several specials. First of all, we're gonna have a drum contest. We also are gonna have a Reese family special for the men's grass. Somebody's gonna be getting reinitiated. And so we're looking forward to that. The Reese family. And then the other specials we're going to be doing is the men's traditional and women's traditional. And so we invite everybody to come down here. This is Salt Lake City's hottest powwow. As you can tell, there's a lot of people coming in from all over the country. I've got people who have called in from California. I just got off the phone again from people who are driving up here to Salt Lake City, Utah, to be with us. And there's food booth, arts and craft booth. There's a commercial booth. There's going to be at the end of the night, tomorrow night on July 24th, after this whole thing is done, we're going to have fireworks. So come on down, and then we're going to have the Polynesian Entertainment Group. They're going to be performing tomorrow night here at Liberty Park. Tomorrow, July 24th, we're moving over to Library Square, which is downtown, 2nd East and 400 South, Salt Lake City. And we're going to have our booth, our setup over there. We're going to do the powwow over there. And it was just absolutely incredible what we had to go through to get that grounds. And nobody is going to stop the Native American Celebration of the Park and the Native American drum and the Native American dancers from holding our event, whether we're going to converge on Salt Lake City, Utah. And we invite and we bring everybody in. And I am so very, very pleased and so very, very happy that you guys are here or, you know, that you're on your way. And we're going to make this thing happen. And it's going to happen. And I want to call it this, my other daughter here. She has been working so hard, and she's in charge of the food vending, and so I want her to talk to you and share with you kind of just who the food vendors are and what has been. And we have our Kodasa Che Nana Kudja at Isakur Honda Deho Wandashanata Ashiat Che Nohosada. So I'm going to turn the time over to Chelsea and Ashapinija Dahodo. She'll introduce herself and what she's doing and give us a little background about how the how many vendors are here and all of that again. So here she is.
Hi, my name is Chelsea Nez. I'm Kel's daughter. So tomorrow we're going to have several different food booths. We have everyone from pizza, pie pizzeria, Hawaiian barbecue chicken. We have Hawaiian shaved ice. We have a company called Lime in the Coconut, Navajo tacos. We have the Texas Twister. So we have over 50 vendors here on the park right now, and we've kind of condensed it on the middle of the park rather than from the north to the south. So, yeah, we're just going to have a few people here tomorrow, and hopefully if you do want to become a vendor, you can come down and sign up. Just make sure that you have all of your information with you. Otherwise, you can email or text Cal. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be very fun, and it's for family and friends, and the powwow will be a two-day powwow, one out here at the Liberty Park and then one at Library Square, where we will have a continuation of vendors as well. So, yeah, feel free to come down and have some fun. We're all very tired. It's the end of the night, and everyone's pretty much closed down, and tomorrow it's going to be up and running. So be sure to come down to the park.
So
I'll go look at it and see what I can find.
All right. So we still have Salt Lake City Parks and Recreation still walking through here and working with us and doing what they can. So I really, really do appreciate it. I'm happy about that. And so come join us. Come dance with us tomorrow. So just a real quick recap. This is you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, your host. Navajo Nation, Lakota Nation, the Ute Nation, Shoshone, the Bannocks, the Goshu, the Paiutes, I welcome all of you to come dance with us. This is the place. This is where we started. This is the real place. We're the hottest powwow in Salt Lake City, Utah. We try to do the best. We try to do the right thing and be ethical and make sure that we value family. And so we've been about that. Come and support us and remain with us. And so tomorrow, just a really quick recap, July 24th, starting at 12 o'clock, we're going to have the grand entry. And then we're going to go through the cycle until then we have 4 o'clock is going to be a break. And then we're going to have our second grand entry at 5 o'clock, and we're going to go up until about 8:30, 9 o'clock that time. And then we're going to have some exciting show from the islands. They're going to be here at the Native American Celebration in the Park Powwow Arena. And watch the show. I think they're going to be here, and just wonderful. I'm excited about this. And so it's worth the – and there's going to be other performers that are going to be showing up throughout the day. And the head staff organized by the Calnez family, and also my Palmer and Courtney Gambler. We have David and Chelsea Marino and Dylan Upshaw. And this powwow is an honor of our son, Cody Nelson Francisco. And yeah, and so I'm very excited to have this opportunity to continue this powwow. And the host drum is the Sage Point Singers from Fort Hall, Idaho. And looking forward to hearing the voices and the sounds of Sage Point. They have been, I'm so glad that they're coming home. They're coming back. They've been here with us for a long, long time. I want to thank the MC, Bart Pawalki. And I want to put my gratitude, my thank you, and my thoughts out to the Damien and Kelly Bear family. So my thoughts are with you guys, and get well. So, and I also want to thank my head man, which is Jimmy Reese Jr. And there's going to be, depending on the sessions, but Jimmy Reese Jr., thank you for being our headman dancer for the first and second session. And also another head or the head woman dancer is Alberta Yazzi from Rigby, Idaho. Shalon, Idaho Tabulator. We are going to have Sylvia Reese is going to be our tabulator. And so, and then our spiritual leader, spiritual advisor is going to be David Yazzi from Rigby, Idaho. So I want to thank each and every one of them. I want to thank the Navajo Nation Fair Office, Martin Begay, for being our title sponsor for the Powwow Arena. Just so absolutely have such gratitude for these wonderful people from the Navajo Nation Fair. They are going to, it's going to be the first, and they've gone several weeks now, September 16th through the 13th, and that is the Navajo Nation Fair and Powwow. They support us, and we ask our audience to go support them down in Window Rock. So, Ashayalana, Mr. Martin Begay, the executive director for Parks and Recreation, you know, he's now beginning, people like him are beginning to see the value. And pretty soon, others are going to be taking his lead about how the value of the Native Americans, even beyond the borders of reservations. So Martin Begay has been has been there, and I thank him for supporting us. I thank him for the Navajo Nation Fair, Parks and Recreation, and it's all going to happen down in the Navajo Nation Fair and their powwow, the parade, the rodeo, you name it. It's an absolutely wonderful show they put on, too. So I thank them. I thank the Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprises, Derek Watchman, for supporting us and done a superb job. And again, you know, they also value the people from throughout the from off the Navajo Nation. So this is providing them an opportunity to be here with us. I thank them. I thank the Calnez Design, 100% Native American-owned graphic design company based out of Salt Lake City, Utah, supporting, doing all the graphics and all the PR on the internet, and so keeping you up and paying for this radio station for the past 2 years. I also want to thank Zions Bank. They've been with us for a long time. And Sylvia Reese as one of the sponsors for one of the Tiny Tots category. So she's coming on at 8 early. Second day, we're going to Library Square, 2nd East and 400 South is where we're going to do our powwow only, and we invite everybody to be with us. Again, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, broadcasting from Liberty Park here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Aquí Alanes, Cajasinco, Aramato, Nareisio, Gizó, Kuro, Hizada, Huizno, Anao, Aro, de Kuishido, Hayukon, Nichin, Hizido, Chiyando, Aro, Nachate, Askanshi, Huto, Kuro, Atospe, Beijishigishi, Huto, Eba, Nalte, Deliko, Arahustan, Hitano, Sado, second day, Sunday, second night, Don Nisha. We're going to be over at Library Square. Yeah, Lana, Library Square. We have princesses and people are going to be coming. So I thank everybody, and yeah, Lana, Cheyaza, yeah, Adna.
Uh-huh.
Hush, Emilia?
Daddy.
Hey, let me call it to you. So I thank everybody. It's going to be quite exciting. And so welcome and have a safe journey. And we will see you here at 12 o'clock tomorrow, rocking downtown Salt Lake City, Utah, and Liberty Park. And come and dance and powwow with us. And looking forward to giving you the Salt Lake City's hottest powwow. This is Cal Nez Broadcasting. We will talk to you again tomorrow, probably right at Grand Entry at 5 o'clock. And we'll do another two-hour show. So thank you very much. This is Cal Nez, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.